Material nature is a place of suffering, and this body is an instrument to receive pain. So how, with an dwelling in an instrument, dwelling in a body that is meant for receiving pain, in a place which is meant for suffering, one can enjoy? Therefore, the intelligent approach is to approach a bona fide spiritual master who can give the right knowledge. Here Parikshit Maharaj is receiving from Sukadev Goswami, a bona fide spiritual master. And he is giving the real knowledge of the Vedas. The purpose of the Vedas is not to enjoy in this material nature. What's the use of getting some momentary pleasure? Actually, what happens? When you are suffering and if you get a momentary pleasure, then the suffering becomes more intensified. And in Chaitanya Charitamrita, an example has been given of that. Like, there is a way to punish a prisoner, a culprit, is to drown him in the water. Drown him in the water. When one is in the water, drowned in the water, submerged in the water, what happens? He is dying to breathe. And then he is lifted up just to take one breath. And then again dumped into the water. Our enjoyment in the material nature is like that. Just a momentary happiness and then endless misery. Another little happiness, end of misery. And everyone is thinking, well, tomorrow I'll become happy. So there is no way to become happy or joyful in this material nature. Actually, happiness means when the suffering condition is reduced to some extent, we call that happiness. We are suffering. An example has been given. One has got a boil in his back and is paining. So a cushion has been given to him to sit on. Little pleasure for the boil. But the pain of the boil is not coming from outside, it's coming from inside. And just getting some momentary pleasure is not really going to eliminate it forever. So that is the intelligence. So understanding that, what should one do? Parikshit Maharaj and Sukadev Goswami is telling that. That reduce the necessities of your existence in this material nature. Don't try to increase it. Don't try to make arrangements to enjoy in the material nature. Rather, recognizing that this is a place of suffering, you reduce that endeavor for enjoyment. Or just reduce whatever is needed. And he is giving the example. What's the point in a bed when there is so much flat land to lie on? What's the need of a pillow when you have the arm to rest your head on? So this is how he is actually pointing out how to reduce. And he's pointing out, don't the trees and plants and animals and insects live? They also have their quota of enjoyment. So there's no need to separately try to enjoy. Rather, reduce the necessities of life. And try to make this life successful. Make this life successful by understanding the purpose of your life. Understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Understanding the need to develop our relationship with Him and trying to develop that relationship. That should be the goal.